When the forgers at Langley finished with Argro's court file, it fit in a cardboard box and was flown to Jacksonville on a small jet along with three agents. It was reasonably well organized, though not too neat to arouse suspicion. Copies were smudged and pages were missing, and staples were hanging off, little touches of reality, carefully added by the good folks in documents to create authenticity. The box was delivered to Trumbull by Jack Argro, a semi-retired real estate lawyer in Boca Raton, Florida, and brother of the inmate. Jack Argro was Roger Leiter, a 13-year man with a law degree from Texas. He had never met Kenny Sands, who was Wilson Argro. The two shook hands and said hello, while Link looked suspiciously at the cardboard box sitting on the table. "What's in there?" he asked. "It's my court records," Wilson said. Link stuck a hand in the box and moved some files around, and in a few seconds the search was over, and he stepped out of the room. Wilson slid a paper across the desk and said, "This is the affidavit. Wire the money to the bank in Panama, then get me written verification so I'll have something to show them." "Less 10%? "Yes, that's what they think." The Geneva Trust Bank in Nassau had not been contacted. To do so would have been futile and risky. No bank would release funds under the circumstances Argro was creating, and questions would be raised if he tried. The wire transfer going to Panama was new money. "Langley is quite anxious," the lawyer said. "I'm ahead of schedule," the banker replied.